And just like that, as promised, it's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the 2017 SHOT Show in the Sands Convention Center. This time, we're in the Trijicon booth, and I'm graced by Corinne Mosher, Jesse Graff, and Taryn Butler.
Good to see you, John.
Everybody knows Taryn Butler. Let me turn him up a little bit so we can hear him a little better. Keep talking so we can make sure we got the levels right.
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
That's okay. That's good. For those who know who Taryn Butler is, that's great. He shoots. He's a champion, world champion, and gun builder. For those who know who Jesse Graff is, it's my distinct pleasure to welcome an American Ninja Warrior, the first woman to complete stage one of the national level competition within Ninja Warrior, and Corinne Mosher, decorated female multi-gunner.
Yes.
As well as what other shooting sports?
Mostly three gun,
yep.
Some USPSA.
Excellent.
I'm shooting for Canik and also for Taryn, and recently been riding for America's First Freedom, Concealed Carry Magazine, and I'm a firearms instructor.
Awesome, great. Mm-hmm. So, Taryn, we got all kinds of big stuff going on, not the least of which is the fact that in the Trijicon booth, they are showing off TTI guns used in the movie John Wick.
Yeah. What happened about 2 years ago, I met J.J. Perry. He was just at the show a little while ago. He took off, had to get back to do a big movie deal. He got me involved to help train Keanu, and they wanted another level of training for this movie. So 8711, that's a company with David Leitch and Chad Stahelski and JJ and their crew. They do the most elite stunt stuff. Jesse's over there doing stunts with them, and Heidi Moneymaker, all of them are the best in the world. They do all kind of the Marvel comic type movies and just everything in the world. And they wanted John Wick to be next level beyond the last movie.
Yes.
And I was excited that they wanted to bring my style, our style of three gun into the movie.
Yes.
And incorporating that with Keanu and his fight style is what John Wick Chapter 2 is going to be all about.
That's amazing stuff. And Keanu is known very well to be a guy who prepares at the highest level, not just in the shooting arena, which he obviously prepares to a great deal, and that video of him shooting at your range went viral, but also in the martial arts and all of those things as well.
He likes it. It's part of what he does for a living, but he likes it. It keeps him in great shape. Doing what he does with me at my place, you don't get beat up as hard. So you can come out more often and shoot, not walk away with a hurt shoulder possibly or whatever. So it's fun. We recently built an MPX for him down there in the container and
yeah.
The little glass thing. It's a 40-round TTI MPX. Got it just in time for the laws changed in California. Got more annoying.
Yeah.
They got an MRO on top. And then these are the actual guns for the movie. This rifle right here is in the trailer right now where you see him with the rifle and turn it sideways for the RMR.
Right, sure.
And the TR-25 on top. That's the actual gun from Italy, from the movie. It's got the Trijicon optics on it. It's got our two 35-round magazines, the BCM furniture. And then we got the Benelli M4 over there. It's also in the film. It's got a side-mounted match saver, ion bonded bolt carrier, oversized charging handle, safety, all the fun TTI stuff.
Essentially full house TTI custom guns.
Yeah.
The same stuff you're going to see on courses of fire in multi-gun. Anybody on the team is going to be running this same stuff. I've got an M2 I've had for years. I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
Fantastic stuff.
Yeah.
Really good.
And the Glocks from the movie over at Glock right now in their booth. So the Glock 34 and the 26 are on display. The actual guns from the movie, thanks to the guy hiding over there, which is Gary Tours and Donnie.
Yeah.
So
it's radio, and when you're pointing over there, people are like, it's radio.
We've got a video right there. Again.
Oh, I know. That's really cool, actually. We are live on Facebook right now, which is pretty incredible. Jesse, you're known as a stunt woman. You're doing work in the industry, but you're also expanding your craft, training and shooting with Taryn and the girls at his range. Talk about that a little bit.
As a stunt woman, we're responsible for making the action look amazing and realistic. And, I have a background in gymnastics, flips, fights, falls, all that stuff. But, I get thrown in and they hand me a gun and I want to know how to do it correctly. I want to have the muscle memory so I can do it efficiently. And, make it good for all those gun experts so they're not watching a movie going like, oh, gosh,
right.
Why can't they do the action correctly?
There's that old cup and saucer stance and the Wii. Yeah.
So that's excellent. Why I've been training with Taryn.
And it's a fun thing because I think in this day and age, the industry as a whole and people who are shooting enthusiasts pay close attention to that, and it lends itself to the credibility of the movies. We've talked about this a number of times. It's interesting to see people on the performance side of things really taking a hold of it and really wanting to sharpen that craft. For you, Corinne, are we looking forward to maybe expanding out of competition and working our way into maybe some stunt work or some things like that?
I don't know
that?
About stunt work because I'm looking at Justin. I'm like, I don't know if I could be as awesome as that one day. But, you know, I do come down to Terran's Ranch and I occasionally will train. I was able to train J.J. Perry. That was incredible. You know, I honestly didn't know who he was before I got there. And I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. So actually my passion, you know, I love competition, but competing is driven from for me being wanting to be a better instructor. So that's kind of where my passion is instructing. So that's always going to be in my future. Hopefully onwards and upwards for that. And competition is a fun way to meet people, to network, shoot amazing guns like Terran's, and to kind of make a difference. Because like you just said, like competition and the need for it and people participating drive the way that we train.
You bet.
And then it's showing up in movies. So what Jesse said is absolutely right, because we are watching movies and TV mm-hmm. shows and we're like, what are they doing? Or we're like, hey, that person actually went out and got some good training. And that's right. What I love about Taryn and his training is he wants people that show up, you know, in movies and television to actually be shooting the real guns the right way. And like Jesse said, the muscle memory and doing it correctly.
It's excellent. What's on the horizon for TTI? What's new? What are we looking forward to?
We have a new base pad for the Glock 19, a new Magwell, a new 2011 Magwell. So a lot of parts that keep coming out. Fun stuff like that. A lot of movie projects. In the booth there is Fate of the Furious Glock 41.
Right.
That's Dwayne The Rock Johnson's gun. It's an 18-round 45. It's got an RMR on top. All of our Combat Master cool look to it. It's got the Surefire X300 on the bottom, our Magwell. He's a huge guy.
Not
quite as huge as Lou Ferrigno a few minutes ago was here. But
yeah, sure.
He's huge. So the Glock 41 in his hands looks like a Glock 17 in our hands pretty much.
Right.
So that's pretty cool. We were just recently in Jack Reacher 2. Tom Cruise in the trailer is shredding and that whole thing's blowing up.
Yeah.
It's a BCM TTI AR-15.
Sweet.
So a bunch of the stuff I can't talk about coming out, but right now, February 10th is John Wick Chapter 2. So I hope everybody goes and sees it, promotes it, so we get more fun action movies going, and everybody be excited if you guys all see it.
Release date, February 18th?
February 10th.
February 10th for John Wick 2, not to be missed. Talk about pistol caliber carbine. I know it's the hot stuff right now. You guys are focused on the MPX, mm-hmm. Doing base pads for the MPX mags.
Yeah.
What if somebody has one? What if somebody wants to get one to you and get it worked out?
Yeah, we do custom work on them. We put a Hyperfire trigger in there, do our special aggressive forearm grip. We do a Voltor stock, MRO on top of the gun. It doesn't need a ton of stuff. And once it's done, I mean, at first I was like, I went to Brian Nelson, like, you know, I don't have time to, like, try all these different ARs and blowbacks and springs and buffers and specialized stuff. And he's like, dude, save the misery. Get the MPX. Do these things to it. I did a little more of my own stuff to it. Just stuff with the springs. Little details. Sent one to Tori Jordan. Corinne came down, shot a match with Tori Nanaka. Jade shoots them all the time, local matches. I won the Three Gun Nation Nationals with it and the regional. And the gun is like a pop gun.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is you don't got to hand load a special super light. You know, it's a 147 grain bullet at 400 feet per second. Just shoot like a pop gun. Go to Walmart, buy some Federal, you know, 115s or 124s or 140. It doesn't matter what bullet weight.
Or Hornady, American Gunner.
American, mm-hmm. anything.
Just plug.
Hornady's
Thanks.
Great.
Thank you.
Anything you want to shoot that runs in any gun will work. And then you can just put that in your handgun. Not be like, I need this for that. And that, I mix it. Oh, I'm gun jammed. No, God help me, no.
It runs everything.
Runs everything like a BB gun.
Really cool.
It's awesome.
Jesse, what's in the future for you? More American Ninja Warrior competition? More stunt work?
Yeah,
what are we talking?
Lots of both. It's been a really busy year. I've been working almost every day since like October. So lots of really fun projects, exciting stuff that'll be coming out probably not till next year.
Right.
And I'm in the audience.
Yay!
Me
and Jennifer Irene are in the audience.
At the regional or whatever?
Well, it's like a special episode.
Oh, okay, cool.
I won't give nothing away, but
it's coming up.
I'm all fat and stupid in the audience. Like, I can't do that.
And then we start shooting the next season, March 7th and 8th in L.A. So
awesome.
Getting nervous for that one.
Very cool. Corinne, what about you? You've got your writing thing going on.
Yeah,
you're
going
to be doing some competition and all of that,
yes,
too?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I'm going to have an extremely busy competition year. I love to travel around the country to do those. So I'm going to definitely more of that, more instructing, more writing, and hopefully hanging out with more cool people like this.
And her and Ashley Rourke are just dominating and devastating in their divisions across the board.
If you watch Shooting USA's coverage of any of the USPSA or IDPA, you know who Ashley Rourke is. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's crushing it. It's ridiculous. With TTI stuff, of course. Yeah,
she's awesome.
Optics Nationals, maybe, in Florida? Multi-gun out
I'm
here
going.
In Vegas?
I'm going.
You're going? I'll be there.
Nationals,
it'll be fun.
Yep.
Very cool. Excellent. Anything I missed? Anything you want to add?
What's fun is Jesse is like, every time she comes out to train, Keanu's with her. So it's like the Jesse. And the first time he met her when she left, he's like, wow, she's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Dang. He sent me a text like, She's a badass.
She's rad.
Yeah, that's freaking awesome.
Right on. So how can people keep up with you? Name your social media, stuff like that.
Well, for me, it's Corinne Mosier on Facebook. I think it's Shield Maiden Corinne Mosier, Corinne Mosier Shield Maiden on Instagram, and that's mostly where I'm going to be. I've got a YouTube channel, too. I like to put training videos up there.
Okay,
as well
right
as,
on.
Hey, here's me shooting really cool stuff. One of the best matches this year was the AK match in the Red October Kalashnikov match. Lots of AK stuff. There's not a lot of AK competitions out there, so that's something interesting. People are really loving that.
Okay. What about you, Jesse?
All my social media is at Jesse Graff Power. So it's JessieGraffPwr.
Awesome. And everybody knows Taryn Butler, of course. TTI.
Yeah.
Really good. Thanks again. More to come on the Shooting USA podcast from SHOT Show 2017.